The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Did you know that the time of the year may play a part in your ability to conceive? Well, our next guest has studied how seasonality affects sperm. Professor Alan Pacey from the University of Manchester joins me on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
This is an interesting study for you to carry out. Why the interest in the seasonality of sperm in the first place?
Well, we were working with the International Sperm Bank, Cryos International, who have facilities in Denmark and Florida. And they're two areas of the world with very different climates. It's warm most of the time in Florida, and in Denmark it gets pretty cold in winter. And the question really was very simple. You know, does sperm quality vary over the year? Because if it does, and they are trying to recruit sperm donors, then maybe a donor that failed the tests in winter or one time of the year may accept the tests or pass the tests in another. So that was the rationale for the study. And and what we found surprised us all. We saw very clearly that the sperm swim better in summer than winter. So therefore, if you're going to be a donor, rock up to the sperm bank in summer and you're more likely to be accepted.
Or if you're trying, if you're a couple trying to conceive, your chances are going to be better, according to this, in summertime.
Exactly. So then we extrapolate from that. So if you're of normal fertility, it probably isn't going to matter to you because your sperm quality is good all year round. But if you are a couple where the man has poorly swimming sperm, and that exists, it's quite common, then maybe you will increase your chances by doing a bit more of the bedroom gymnastics in summer than in winter. And that is important to remember. It's not just about how well sperm swim, it's also about how often you do it, and the combination of the two makes for a winner, I think.
But what's really interesting about this, it's not that the Floridian sperm are like swimming very fast from one end of the year to the other because it's very warm there. It's the actual time of the year affects the motility no matter where you are.
Yeah, indeed. So it's always warm in Florida, and the coldest temperature in Florida is like the warmest temperature in Denmark. But we saw the same pattern in both locations. Now, statistically, we can control for temperature. That's a bit complicated, but we can kind of take temperature out of the calculations by doing fancy statistics. And when we did that, we still saw the same effect. So it may not be the actual environmental temperature at those locations. It may be differences across the year in terms of lifestyle, in terms of activity, in terms of diet, or in terms of other things that we simply didn't measure in that study. And that's one of the things that we're now looking at.
Yeah, because that's fascinating. You know, the why is fascinating, isn't it? Is it because people's moods are better? As you say,
indeed,
maybe they're outside a bit more. So they're the questions that you don't have the answers to yet. Is that right?
No, we don't know the mechanism, but we know the effect is real. So if you want to maximize the chances of having your swimmers getting to the right place and conceiving a child, then it is in the warm summer months when you should focus your activities.
So what months are we talking about? Is it right across May to September, or is it a shorter period of time?
I mean, it's not a stair step kind of relationship. So it kind of increases gradually to kind of May, June, July time. So that is the time of the year that I think is the most important. Now, that's not to say you should not try for a baby in winter, because, of course, there are still swimming sperm there. And of course, every attempt at conception may lead to success. Mm-hmm. But given what we know at this point, if you are struggling, I would say perhaps just do it a bit more often in the summer months.
Focus on the summertime. Temperature is important, though, isn't it, when it comes to sperm quality in general?
Indeed. So you can overdo it. Men's testicles hang outside the body to make them that bit cooler during the production process. So the advice is always wear loose pants rather than tight pants. And that also applies to loose trousers rather than skinny jeans, although I think they're out of fashion now. Showers rather than hot baths as well is a good thing to do. So don't overdo it on the temperature either, because that can affect how many of the sperm are produced.
Okay. So the sperm need to be cooler than the average body temperature.
By a couple of degrees, yes.
Okay, that's the optimal. So you said earlier that although it was complex, you managed to control elements of that in this study. Is that right?
Yeah, so you know, once the sperm are outside the body, that's the point that we are interested in this particular study. And we were able to control for environmental temperatures. So you could argue, for example, that just because we were looking down the microscope at sperm during summer, they were swimming better because the temperature around them was warmer. But that's not true, because we controlled for temperature. We always looked at down the microscope at the same temperature, and we were able to control that physically in the laboratory. So yeah, it's a complicated picture, I know. But believe me, sperm swim better during the summer months.
Yeah, so then will this impact on donor services then?
Yeah, so if you know, we know from other studies and a study I published a couple of years ago that we only accept it's about 3% of men who come forward to be sperm donors. And that's amazing. So for every 100 men that walk through the door, only 3 are accepted. And there are many, many reasons for that. But the single biggest reason is the fact that the guy hasn't got enough sperm that's swimming correctly. Mm-hmm. So if we could alter that just by 1 or 2 men every year, by perhaps saying, look, you didn't make the grade in December, but you might want to come back in June, July, and you may make the grade in June, July, we could transform the availability of donor samples that are then used by couples who need them. So that's the kind of underpinning motivation of the study. And that is something that we're going on to test, though.
It's fascinating. But also, you are looking at the reasons why this has happened. Is that something that you're doing, trying to answer those questions?
Indeed. So we have a big study ongoing at the moment where we're trying to dissect the lifestyle of men who come forward to be donors. And the reason we're focusing on these men is because they're as representative as possible of men in the general population. They don't have any known fertility problems. We could do this work, and we have done this work in fertility clinics. But the issue there is that's a population of people who are known to be struggling. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in a fertility clinic. Uh-huh. But men who walk through the door generously to offer to be sperm donors usually have no known, they don't know anything about their fertility at that stage. They're often men who haven't yet had children, and they're younger men as well. So by focusing on them, essentially we can do a study on men in the general population. And we are trying at the moment in another part of the study to look at all of the lifestyle factors that men do. And we've got a really big questionnaire that we ask men to complete, so we can try and dissect what it might be that is causing the effect that we have seen. Is it something they eat? Is it something they wear? Is it something in their job? So on and so forth. And that work is ongoing.
Well, our listeners are speculating, and Patrick wants to know, is it anything to do with getting more vitamin D in the summer and having better sperm with better swimmers as a result? We just don't know, Alan.
Yeah.
We don't know.
But that is a really good question, because vitamin D absorption changes over the year. It's not related to temperature, it's related to sunlight. So maybe that is at the very core of this, and that's one of the things that's on our list.
And another listener says, nearly all my wife's brothers and sisters have birthdays in September. It seems that December worked okay for her parents. Now, that's because there's a no issue there. We're not talking about people who are
a normal
situation going on.
Yeah, but that is true. So most births in northern Christian countries are in September and early October, and that's because we celebrate Christmas and we're not working over Christmas. We have a bit too much eggnog and sexual frequency goes up. So that just illustrates why you should not try for a baby in the winter months.
We'll have everybody onto us now with the September birthdays, because there are a lot of them in Ireland, Alan, you can imagine. You know,
September the 26th is the most common birthday?
Is it?
I believe, yes, for that very reason. It's a Christmas baby effect.
In Christian countries or in this part of the world?
In this part of the world. I just looked it up.
I love it. Alan, thank you so much for being with us. That's Professor Alan Pacey from the University of Manchester.
The Clare Byrne Show. With Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.